Real College Podcast is presented by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.
You're listening to Real College Podcast, and I'm your host, Alex Schumacher. Here at Radio K, we love Halloween. We love the spooks. We love the scares. We love getting dressed up. We love it all. And so that's why this year here at the podcast, we are bringing you not one, but two Halloween-related episodes. This one's the first one, and it's going to delve into the spookier and scarier side of Halloween. We've got bodies, we've got stories, and we've got ghosts here on Real College Podcast. When we're kids, scary stories can grab us like nothing else. Whether it's the idea of the boogeyman or the monster under our bed, or the story about how the call was coming from inside the house. This week, we sent out Murray to ask people about scary stories they remember from their childhood.
So, what's the scariest story from your childhood?
Okay, a scary story is that I was at my friend's house and we were having a sleepover and we were online just typing questions to a internet bot that gave you answers, and we were testing out how much it knew. So we started asking questions like if it knew our names, what we liked, and it suddenly became very scary and it started answering questions about our personal feelings and what was around us at the time. So we were very scared, and my friend like screamed, and because it sent us a picture of a screenshot of what we were looking up before, so we thought we were being watched, and my friend blessed the house and we were like swore never to go on that again. So
I think my favorite scary story was about the girl who had this lifelike doll, and then the doll like slowly began to like steal parts of her life, and it slowly became her. And her parents were like, oh, I prefer the doll over you. The doll is so much better than you. And the doll eventually turned into her, and then she turned into the doll, until her parents realized that, oh, this person's not my daughter. And they had to go fix it. Yeah, it really messed with me as a kid.
This girl has a green choker necklace, a green ribbon around her neck, and she grows up with it, and she falls in love with this boy, and he asks her periodically, when will you take it off, when will you take it off? And she says never, and she eventually grows old, and it's only until her deathbed that he lets her take off the necklace after they've grown old and gotten married and had a life together, and her head rolls off.
All right, so basically it's the babysitter story. So one night this millionaire and his wife goes on like a date, and then they like leave this babysitter with their child, like a newborn baby, in this huge mansion. So time goes on, and the babysitter she puts the baby to bed, and then she hears this noise coming from the baby's room upstairs. She goes to check on it, nothing. So then she goes back down. Then she turns on the TV, then she ends up falling asleep. Then the sound wakes her up. Then she goes up to the baby's room, and the baby's dead. There's this clown sucking on the baby's head like a lollipop. And then he takes out the baby and he says, I like lollipops.
Some of us like to think that now, because we're adults, we are immune from being scared. But that's a total lie. We can be scared just as easily when we're adults as when we're kids. Here's Hannah with some stories about people being scared by objects that you wouldn't think are scary on first appearance.
Hello, and welcome to a very scary episode of RCP. My name's Hannah, and I'm here to strike fear down the spines of all through diving into the most mundane of activities, selling your used and useless junk on Craigslist. Imagine you need to sell an item that has stayed in your garage for years, watching, waiting, whispering. Our first glance into the darker world of online shopping is one family's battle to relieve themselves of a haunted dictaphone. I would like to preface this listing by acknowledging two things. One, this will be a long listing, but I feel obligated to tell the whole story. Two, this listing will probably read like the overview of every generic horror movie ever, but I'm not asking that you believe me. All I want to do is sell this item with a clean conscience. Wikipedia has very little information about dictaphones. The name dictaphone was trademarked by the Columbia Graphophone Company in 1907, which soon became the leading manufacturer of such devices. This perpetuated the use of wax cylinders for voice recording, which had otherwise been eclipsed by disc-based technology. Mostly, the article was about the company and not the machine. But this isn't a history lesson on antique office appliances. I don't want to inform. I want to sell. I want to be rid of this thing. The dictaphone came into my possession via Craigslist, but it wasn't what I wanted. I was shopping for some musical instruments slash gear when the seller pointed to the antique dictaphone sitting in the corner of his garage. He said, "You can have that thing if you want it." I replied, "What is it?" "A dictaphone." "A dictaphone?" "Yeah, it was my grandpa's. I used to have it in my house as decoration, but weird stuff started happening." "Like what?" "Well," the seller pauses and looks at me. I guess he was trying to judge if I would believe him or not. "Once, when I was playing banjo and singing, and someone started singing harmony with me, I was home alone, and the sound was coming from the dictaphone." I didn't say anything. I was willing the seller to say more. I guess that I have an interest in things of that nature, but it turns out that my interest only extends to hearing stories. I found out later that I like to be far removed from the events. The seller didn't have anything else to say. I told him that I would take it, and he only said one other thing of note. As I was loading the dictaphone into my truck, it was quite heavy, and the seller asked, "Do you have any kids?" "No, I don't." "Good. I wouldn't feel comfortable with you taking this thing into a house with children." I left with those words running through my head. Needless to say, the antique went home with me. This was on a Thursday. Flash forward to that very same weekend. Here is what happened. My wife wouldn't let me take the thing in the house. I left it out on the porch. Friday night, I locked my keys in my truck. A friend had to take my wife to get the spare key. The friend's child had heard us talk about the dictaphone. When they pulled up to the house, the child jumped out of the car, ran up on the porch, and started messing with the dictaphone. The next day, the child passed out while playing for no apparent reason. He had to be taken to the emergency room via ambulance. That night, as my wife and I lay in bed, an odor invaded our room. The smell could be best described as a combination of human excrement and several dead rats. We traced the odor to our front porch. It could have been coming from under the porch. Maybe something crawled under there and died. But to me, it seemed as if the smell was coming from the dictaphone. The next morning, we woke up and headed to get some breakfast. My wife was in the driver's seat of her car. She started up her key and I began, as is my habit, fiddling with the satellite radio. The first channel sounded like screaming. Some sort of weird interference, I thought. I pressed the scan button. The second channel sounded like screaming. I pressed the preset to my favorite country station, but nothing but screams came out of the speakers. It was unnerving, to say the least. It didn't sound like one person. It sounded like a whole army wailing from a distance. By this time, my wife is about to pull out on the road, and just like that, the screaming stops, and a country song begins playing. My wife looks at me and adamantly expresses her distaste for my most recent antique acquisition. She said that she wants it gone. Coincidentally, so do I. Was it all a huge coincidence? Probably. I like a good horror movie as much as the next guy, but I want this thing gone. I'm asking $100, but I'm a motivated seller. Make me an offer. One other thing. There's a drawer on the side that I can't get open. Who knows what it might contain? Our next Craigslist horror story comes to us from a possessed play school talking barbecue. After much soul-searching and with great reluctance, I'm getting rid of my play school talking barbecue. When I was moving into my house, the previous owners were cleaning out the garage and getting rid of some things. I saw that they were going to throw away this cute play school talking barbecue, and I just couldn't stand to see it go. Every time you touch it, it says, "Hey, it's time for a barbecue." The mouth moves, the eyes move, and then the spatula chimes in, "Flip it, flip it good." Then the mustard bottle rotates and says, "It ain't done till there's mustard on the bun." Who could resist such a treasure? They warned me, though. They said it randomly turns itself on in the middle of the night. Pretty scary stuff sometimes. One night, I was sound asleep when I heard it in the living room. "Hey, it's time for a barbecue." Then the grill is making a shh noises. I ran out there to take it outside before it woke up my roommates. When I grabbed to pick it up, it just started saying, "Flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it." This thing really might be possessed, I thought. I ran out to the shop behind my house and threw it inside. My heart pounding as I walked into the house, hearing it say, "Flip it," and going, Over the past year, I had random encounters with a barbecue in the dark garage or whatever room it might have been moved to. As the batteries slowly died, the voices got lower and lower until they reached a very low, completely demonic sound. Finally, one day, the voices stopped. The eyes didn't move, the mouth didn't move, and the demon was finally expelled. At least, until you got a new pair of batteries in it and give it to your child ages 3 to 5. Finally, I will end with a little bit of Craigslist poetry under the guise of selling a demonic couch. This sleeper sofa sleeps quietly, biding its time, watching, waiting, mildly, silently, like a mime. From Freecycle it came. "Hope you enjoy," said the knave. I didn't get his name before he scuttled away. I thought it would fit through my guest room door. We struggled for a bit and left it on the living room floor. There it remains, cleaned, dusted, but worn. Scratches to taunt the vein. It wants your firstborn. Haul it away, you must, before it takes my life. I'll help you in earnest. Bring a truck. This has been a very special spooky episode of RCP. My name's Hannah, and thank you for listening.
One could speculate that for many, the fear that we get from monsters and scary stories comes from a fear of death or dying or the unknown. And so keeping that in mind, this week, Casey went out and asked people what they want to happen with their body after they die.
The question of the week is, what do you want to happen with your body once you die?
What I want to happen with my body once I die is to be buried, hopefully next to my significant other, and then probably exhumed for like 20 years after because I got like some secret disease that nobody knows how to cure.
I want either one of two things. The first thing, if technology advances enough, I would like my brain to be removed and preserved, possibly one day have it put into some sort of mechanical or semi-organic body. If that is not a possibility, I would like my body to be put in a sealed container of some sort and shot into space.
I would like to have my body cremated and then somehow be put into the soil with a tree seed to grow a tree.
Any preference on what kind of tree?
I'd say I'd like a redwood.
I want to be cremated, but then after that, I don't really care what they do. They can like keep me in a jar or put me in the ocean or something.
All right, so the question of the week is, what do you want to happen with your body when you die?
Okay, so when I die, I want my body to be cremated, and then I want my ashes to be put in a vase next to my mom's grave. I want to be cremated and then just thrown everywhere. I don't care. I just don't want to be in this anywhere. I don't want to be fully together.
I would like my body to be donated to scientific research or cremated with whatever is not donated.
All right, so the question of the week is, what do you want to happen with your body once you are dead?
I would like to donate my body to research.
Ideally, I would want to be an organ donor and then be buried next to siblings or parents or grandparents.
Reporting for the Real College Podcast, I'm Casey McCabe.
Finally, I want to close out this episode by playing the radio play that we put together for Halloween last year. It was pretty spooky then, and I think still is today, and it was a ton of fun and a lot of work to put together. And so, without further ado, here is last year's very creepy Halloween-themed radio play.
Good morning! I come bearing donuts! Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. I worked really hard to get these.
Honestly, I'm only here for the donuts. If I knew we were going to be here this early, I would have demanded coffee. As an actor, I need Starbucks to perform.
Yes, because pretending to be Scooby-Doo for the radio play is super difficult work.
Hey, can you hand me a chocolate donut?
I took the last one.
Guess I'm going home now.
Who are you thinking of voicing?
I'm aiming for Velma, and I do a great Jinkies. Who do you want to voice?
No one. I'm actually just here to help Jacob record everybody.
I don't know, man. I feel like you could do a pretty good Creeper voice.
Hey! Hey! Now that we've all gotten our donuts, y'all ready to start recording?
Yeah.
Everyone know who they want to voice?
I was hoping to do Velma.
I do a great Scooby voice.
I was thinking Fred.
Dang, I wanted to be Fred.
Oh, well then have Fred then. I'll do Shaggy. I feel like a stoner's voice is not that, like, hard to do.
I guess that leaves Daphne for me then.
Awesome. Everyone have a script?
Oh, I actually thought you were going to give us copies of the script.
No. Can you pull it up on your phone?
I'm at like 10%, so unless anyone has a charger I could borrow...
I don't have a charger.
Okay. Okay. Then I'll go print out scripts. Anyone else need a script?
Yeah,
can you get a script? Cool, I'll go print out like 5 scripts then.
Do we just wait?
I have a copy of the script if we maybe want to just take turns practicing while we wait.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Jacob, did you lock yourself out?
Tell her we won't open the door unless she gets us coffee.
The door shouldn't be locked, and if it is, I thought she grabbed her key.
Calm down, jeez. Hello? Okay, well, that's super weird. There's no one here.
Ooh, spooky. Don't.
I mean, if we think that was Jaka, I feel like we should probably see where she went. I mean, at the very least, I'll go look. Anyone else want to come?
I gotta pee, so I might as well go.
Can we have your key to the recording booth before we go, so we can get started in the meantime?
Sure. Hopefully this won't take long.
I'll go too, just in case she has coffee with her.
Do we just keep practicing then?
I mean, I guess. Jacob, do you have the script?
No, I thought you had it.
I don't have it. Do you, Austin?
Nope.
Great. I guess we might as well just look for Jacob then as well.
I mean, is that really necessary?
Probably not, but it beats just sitting around.
Looks like it's adventure time.
What floor is printing on?
Floor 4. We can take the stairs, work off the donuts.
Leg day was yesterday, plus I take pride in being pretty lazy, so I'm gonna vote elevator.
Fine. Elevator works too. That's weird. The button isn't lighting up.
Let me try.
Is it broken? Let's just try the stairs. The doors aren't opening.
Are you pushing the button?
Yes, what does it look like I'm doing?
Take it down a notch, we're gonna be fine. Give it a minute and then try it again. Pressing it 8 million times isn't going to help.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. What is that?
19, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70. Ground, 20th floor, basement.
You know what? Let me try the call button, actually.
Was that a heartbeat?
Maybe they're off some days.
The emergency call operators don't have off days.
Shh, stop yelling. I think I hear somebody outside.
Help us! We're trapped in here! Help! Help!
Guys, why are we walking by the break room again? We literally just saw it.
We're not lost, are we?
How long have you guys been here? Shouldn't you, like, know your way around?
Just because I'm a newbie doesn't mean I don't know anything.
Wow, someone's defensive.
Guys, I think we're lost.
I don't know, something...
What?
Well, okay, I'm new, yes, but I've spent a fair amount of time here, and I feel like I know my way around. Last time we walked past the break room, we went straight and then took a right and just kept walking that way. So maybe I'm forgetting a point where we turned more, or I'm more of a newbie than I thought, but something's off because there's no way we should run into the break room.
It's only one floor. Rarig's a weird building, but rooms don't just, like, magically shift around.
Well, it sure seems like it.
Yeah, it feels like we've been walking around in a circle for the last 10 minutes.
Let's just head back to the studio and wait for him there.
Sounds good to me.
Where exactly is the studio again?
Why don't we just call Jaka?
Here, I have her number. Wait, my phone's dead. Stupid iPhones, I was at like 78%.
Even if it wasn't dead, it wouldn't do you any good. I can't get any signal.
I can't either. Shouldn't we have a signal in the radio station? Let me try and find one. Crap, it died. So much for that. Oh my god, what was that?
What?
Is anyone else up here today?
Not that I know of. Why?
Maybe a janitor.
I don't think I'm crazy, but I'm pretty positive I saw a face in the reflection of my phone.
Someone you know? Like, from the studio?
No, it wasn't like anyone I've ever seen around. I don't know. It was just so fast, but I'm positive it was a face.
Okay, well, now we really have to get back to the studio.
This is taking a really long time to print. What the heck? Why are all these pictures? It looks like photos from the security camera. Aw, it's a picture of all of them in the studio. I have such good workers. Did they fax me a picture of themselves just to prove that they're working? Though, I don't know why the scripts haven't printed yet.
I gotta get out of here right now, guys.
That's the fifth time you've said that. We know.
Guys, we're moving. We're moving again.
This isn't the sixth floor. This looks like Radio K got trashed.
Did we end up in the theater department? They aren't going to be happy if they find us on their set.
It looks awful. Who designed this set? The Radio K banners are there, but it looks like someone tore them up. And is that dirt on the walls? We leave Jacob, Sophia, and Austin alone for 10 minutes and this happens.
No. This couldn't be. The theater is on the ground floor.
You guys, I see someone back there. I think I'll take my chances with the elevator.
Calm down, it's just Jaka. Hey Jaka,
got the scripts?
Yes, sorry it took so long.
Thank God we found you. You wouldn't believe how bad Tiffany freaked out on the elevator.
It wasn't my fault, there was something wrong with the elevator.
What is wrong with the elevator?
The buttons didn't light up when you were trying to move, and we couldn't get back out of the elevator. And when we tried pushing the help button, there was like this creepy noise that started playing over the speakers. And when we did start moving, it just let us off at this floor.
That is weird. I did not have a problem.
What floor are we on, anyways?
The seventh floor. This used to be the main floor for Radio K, before the accident. After that, we moved everything down a level. It's been abandoned ever since. No one comes up here anymore.
Oh, I thought Rarick only had six.
Let's go grab the scripts.
Finally, let's get back to sanity.
Jacob?
Yes?
If this level is abandoned, why are you printing here?
Let's check back in this hallway again. Hopefully the rooms haven't shifted again.
I never said that. Something's just off.
This feels like Inception. I hope we find Leo.
This isn't funny. Something's wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, hey, look, we're by the studio entrance.
Maybe Jake or the others are back there. Either of you have your U-card to get us in? I don't have access on mine yet.
You are a newbie!
Shut up!
I got mine.
This is a bad time for a power outage. I feel like we need, like, the sound of villainous laughter right now.
I've never hated you two more than in this moment.
I can't see anything. How are we supposed to get around?
Do you guys hear that?
Someone has a creepy taste in music.
Except it's not creepy. It's deconstructed orchestral pop music. It's super good.
Seriously, none of this is funny.
Calm down. I'm scared too. I'm just trying to break the tension, make things less creepy.
Let's keep going, guys. Maybe we can still find the others.
Hey, there's a light in the DJ booth. Maybe someone's in there and can help us out.
Jake, are you in there? We've been looking everywhere for you.
Guys.
Who does she think she is, running around, wasting our time?
Exactly. I could be doing my homework right now. Or more importantly, sleeping.
Guys.
I have a chemistry exam tomorrow I need to study for.
And I have a bed that I need to sleep in.
Guys.
What?
The lights. The music.
It's really weird, yeah. Whoever's DJing has some super creepy taste in music.
But guys, the power's out.
Maybe they have a backup generator for the DJ booth in case something like this happens.
I mean, whatever the reason, the lights and the music means someone is in there. Which means someone can at least point us in the right direction.
Should we go in then?
Guys, I have a really bad feeling about this.
You're just getting in your head. We just got lost. Come on, let's go in. Jake, is that you?
Hello.
Oh my god, what is...
Finally, all the scripts are done. That took way longer than it needed to. Oh well, maybe I'll get them Starbucks so they can stop being mad at me.
4-6.
Hey guys, I finally have the scripts for you because I love you and I cherish you. Also, I saw a little picture you guys faxed me. Not sure how you did that because who faxes anymore, but thanks, I guess. Hello? Is anyone in here? Hello, guys? Who dropped a voice recorder on the floor? It's weird. Maybe they recorded something and just dipped on me. To think I almost bought them Starbucks. I don't remember this Scooby-Doo episode. It'd be a little bit too dark to use.
Well, that's all for Real College Podcast this week. Thanks to Maury Swanson, Hannah Dove, and Casey McCabe for their stories this week. And thanks to everyone who helped out with the radio play last year. Real College Podcast is a production of Radio K. It is produced by Nathan Furboy, Lizzie Ritchie, Liv Riggins, and Ben Hallam. Alex Schumacher is the host and managing editor. All episodes can be found online at RadioK.org or on Apple Podcasts. And if you get them from Apple Podcasts, you should definitely rate and subscribe to the show. Well, that's all for this episode. Talk to you later.